Welcome back to a second year, Mirtz Hashem, of Shir and Shmir. And we'll start with the most authoritative source you could find on mezuzah. Anyone want to guess what that is?
Heart scroll.
Close. You're getting close. New. Huh?
Shema.
Okay. You're getting closer. New. I'll give you a hint. I need my phone to get it for you. The New York Times. I'll start. New York Times had an article on October 17th by, I guess, one of the greatest rabbinic leaders in New York, Rabbi or Miss Timoner. Rabbi Rachel Timoner is the senior rabbi of Congregation Beth Elokim. I assume it's not pronounced Beth Elokim. It's pronounced with an H. Is it pronounced with an H or with a K?
With an H.
Okay, but we're not going to call it that. Whether it's Kodesh or not is a separate question.
It's ingrained in their...
Okay, so she's the senior rabbi of Beth Elokim in Brooklyn, which is what you said.
Yeah,
she writes, the Torah tells us, in the day of God created humanity, God saw everything God created, and God saw that it was very good. And then she goes on to write about the attacks, Rahman al-Watslan, on October 7th, on Shabbos. And she writes, I'm a pulpit rabbi at a liberal congregation in a liberal corner of Brooklyn, and I see all around me, in my city, in my congregation, in myself, shock and grief, fear and anger, despair and confusion and worry. I see people who feel alone, who feel abandoned by the left. I see all around me those who feel hated, etc., etc. And then she writes something very interesting. She said, during the week after the attacks, on the day of the declared jihad against the Jewish people, one congregant told me through tears that she was considering removing her mezuzah from her door. This is what terrorism is intended to do, to terrify us and to make us and the world feel that maybe, maybe we deserve it. I said to my congregant and I plead to all my fellow Jews, please, please do not take your mezuzah off your door. And she goes on. Mezuzah in many ways is, I guess, a Jewish symbol. It's a symbol of Judaism. Some ways it represents who we stand for. So I think it's appropriate with that background to understand, you know, if Rebbetzin for Rabbi, whatever her name is, from the Beth Elokim can understand the importance of mezuzah. And the New York Times had a whole article about it. Kal v'chomer ben beno shel kal v'chomer. How much more times should we, as Torah Yidden, should we understand how to make the most on your doorpost? And how to understand what should be the point of mezuzah. And what is mezuzah and what are the halachas and are we doing it correctly? Mezuzah now has a certain mystical, aura about it. That people think, yeah, we understand exactly what mezuzah is. The point of today's shiur is to show you have absolutely no idea what mezuzah is, and perhaps you're a heretic, an apikaris, if you continue to think what you think about. Oh, okay, perfect. So we'll have, of course, all the soldiers in mind as we fight. And we're just talking about how important that is, and that's on our mind, what they're going on. But we have specifically, you said, Yosef, Dov, Ben, I think this is Rinas, Rachel, and Matan, Chaim, Ben, Shoshana, Esther, and all the soldiers who are on the front lines, including my brother-in-law. We always think of him and all his friends who are fighting on in Eretz Yisrael. With that background, talking about protection, I ask you a very simple question. What is the point of mezuzah? You wanted to start with the pasuk, okay? We'll start with the pasuk, not the New York Times anymore, okay? It says, you should write the mezuzah on your door and on your sha'arim. We'll talk about, over the next coming weeks, what in the world this means, what door, what shar, what does it mean to write? We'll get to all the nuances of it, I assure you. I just want to know a basic question. What is the point of mezuzah? New? It's all yours. Answer it. Wade right into heretism, being a heretic. New?
We should always remember the Shema.
Exodus.
Okay, so you're all saying different things. Okay, let's see. Let's break it down. Why do you have that thing on your door. I understand the pasuk tells you to do it, so you put the thing on your door. But why does the pasuk tell you to do it? Doesn't say. So one thing you could say is to remember God at all times. Okay. Another answer you could say is
leaving Egypt.
Remember Egypt. Okay, fair point. No. Another thing you could say. Okay, our resident heretic. No. So he says it's for protection, Shmira. How do you know it's for Shmira? We're going to find out. Don't worry, Sean, we'll build you up nice and we'll build you up for the next 10 minutes and then we'll knock you down. Then we'll knock you down. One second. One second.
Every time you have a story of something going wrong in a house, it's like,
oh. Everyone says the mezuzah.
Everyone says it.
Is that heretical or not? That's the question.
Doesn't matter, everyone says it.
Okay, well, that's why you're here. That's why you're here. We have, everyone does a lot of stupid things also, yeah? Okay. Here we go. I'll read you a one-line Gemara. Two lines. Amar Rava, the Gemara in Menachos says, Mitzvah lahaniach b'tefach hasamuch l'rish ha-sarabim. The place where you... set up to place the mezuzah, the area where you place the mezuzah is on the tefach, which is closest to Rishus Harabim. In other words, if you have a wide doorpost, it goes towards the outside, towards the public domain. My taima, why? Says the Gemara, two answers, and this will frame the entire shir. Rava says, Kidei sheyifka b'mezuzah miyad, so that as soon as you enter your house, you touch the mezuzah or reach the mezuzah. It doesn't say anything about touching. We'll get to that later on. But another shir. But it says, reach the mezuzah. Okay, you want to reach the mezuzah first. Rabbi Chanina Misurya says, no, I've got a different reason. Ki hechi detinatre. If you put it closer to the Rishus HaRabim, the public, it will be able to protect you. End of Gemara. You see, over here, there are two reasons why you place the mezuzah close to Rosh Hashanah. Reason number one was so that the first thing you reach in your house is the mezuzah. That sounds like Mr. Searle's reason, no? That you want to be able to remember, and really like your reason as well, is that you want to remember something, you want to hit that mezuzah first to trigger some memory or some remembrance of a uniqueness of God. That's the first reason you want. The second reason was ki hechi dinitre, tinatre. It should what? It should protect you. So by putting it closest to the Rosh Hashanah, where all the robbers come from and all the bad guys come from, so therefore you have a mezuzah there, it will protect you. Shalom. Sounds perfectly like what you said. I'll just read you a two-word Rashi, which I don't know what to do with. Rashi says to protect you. What would you want Rashi to say? Protect you from what?
Bad guys.
You know what Rashi says? L'chol habayis, to protect the whole house, min hamazikin, from like spiritual, dangers. So it doesn't say from like diseases or like from bad guys robbing your house. So just keep that in mind. I don't really know what to do with that, but just point that out to you. Says the Sefer Divrei Shalom, as well as the Sefer Mishnas Moshe, which are contemporary Svarim on mezuzah, they both say very clearly, these two reasons of the Gemara are totally two different frameworks, two different ideas of what mezuzah stands for. Is mezuzah simply option number one to remind you about God? It has nothing to do with protection at all. It's a remembrance of God. The reason why you put up a mezuzah on your door is not to protect you. It's to remember God. It's to remember the Exodus. To remember Hashem's oneness in the world. Or option number two, is it to protect you? When you put up your mezuzah, do you have in mind, I am putting up this mezuzah to fulfill the pasuk to protect me? Now, let's build Shalom up. Let's build up this reason of protection before we read a Rambam. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, who puts up the mezuzah? The renter, the tenant, or the landlord? No?
Tenant.
Why?
Because he's living there.
Oh, says the Gemara, is who, the Gemara is comparing this to Bedikas Chametz. Who needs to do Bedikas Chametz, the landlord or of a tenant? And the Gemara in Pesach, that's right, it's in Maseches Pesachim, says the Gemara, well, let's look at mezuzah. The mezuzah, the tenant, does it. Says the Gemara, well, that's the difference between Bedikas Chametz and mezuzah. Because mezuzah, of course the tenant needs to do it. You can't learn from mezuzah to Bedikas Chametz, because by mezuzah, the tenant needs to do it because why? Because it's a chovas hador. It's relevant to the liver. Exactly what I said. The guy's living there. And therefore, what? What does it mean, a chovas hador? It's obligatory on the person living there. Who cares that he's living there? What does that have to do with mezuzah? If you own it and you want to highlight God's oneness, so the landlord, when he builds the apartment, he should put up the mezuzah. Says Rashi, because lefi shehi mishamraso, mishamarto, it
protects him.
So therefore, the dweller, the tenant, needs to put up the mezuzah, because mezuzah, shalom, sounds like it is a protection service. It's to protect you.
So the guy who owns the property doesn't care about things?
No, really, he doesn't care so much about mezuzah. He's not living there. Okay, so it goes in and kills his tenant. Okay, he may have to deal with the insurance issues, but whatever it is, and he can find a new tenant. But still, what does he care if there's damage to the guy in there? He doesn't know him. Okay, yeah.
Maybe Rashi says about the spirits or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if it was just a question of being protected from the outside,
yeah,
then you wouldn't have to put them on the interior doors in your house.
Interesting. That's a good question. Who says you have to put them on the interior doors in your house? Now, come back in a few weeks. We'll tackle that. Not so clear, but that's a d'oraisa, which is why I'll give you a little bit of a preview. If you have to make a bracha on all your mezuzahs, the halacha is you should put up the one on the front door first and make the bracha on that to cover everything, because that's the one which is clear that there's a chi of d'oraisa on. It's a great point. Yeah.
There is a practical, like, have a minute here, which is, like, if, for instance, like, these people are worried about that people are going to start attacking people with mezuzahs on their doors,
yeah,
then it no longer is providing you protection. Like, it's actively not providing you protection.
Interesting.
It's still providing you the reminder. But there is daylight between these two opinions.
Well, that could be, like, why Rashi says minam azikin, because it's not a very practical, you know, protection. It doesn't have a gun to it. It's not like a laser that you come into the house, it shoots you. You know, it's a concept that it's a shmira. But is it? So Rashi seems to say it's a shmira. Tosos,
who's saying that's huge now on the social media, going around checking, you know, the...
So that's something we have to know where that comes from. We'll see if that comes. So far, it sounds like there is some shmira aspect to it. Says Tosis...
It doesn't mean you lose the other framework, though, because it's still providing the reminder, it's still, like...
Yeah, but what should you be thinking? But one said, Ellie, but that's my question.
Oh.
You're putting up a mezuzah. This is my question. What should you be thinking? According to Shalom, you put up that mezuzah, and you think, I am doing something the Pasuk says will be for Shmira purposes. Sounds like what Rashi said as well. Sounds like one opinion of the Gemara in Menachos. Says Tosus in Menachos on Daf Mem Dawid. He says, if you borrow a house, you know, you're not renting it, you have to put up the mezuzah. Why? Because Kevan Delishimor Ovid. The point of mezuzah is to protect. So even if you're just borrowing a house, you don't, and you know the I guess the owner of the house didn't put up a mezuzah, and you just go borrow it. Are you supposed to put up a mezuzah? Tosa says yes, because it is a protection. It's a shmira.
And then what about short term rentals, Airbnb?
So a good question. So if you're not there for 30, well, we'll talk about that also. That's a whole other year. If you're not there for 30 days, do you need a mezuzah or not? That's it. But let's assume you're there for a year. So let's make it easy. Yeah.
Let's say a Jewish person owns, right, a house.
Yeah.
And he sells it to another Jew.
Yeah.
So, right? So I don't know if it's halacha.
All you had to take off the mezuzahs, right, come back. Look, we can't do all the weeks. Look, Shlomo, it's a great question. I'd love to bunch it up, but you're going to be here until tonight. If you want to stay here till tonight, we'll do boom, boom, boom. It's a great question. We're going to have to talk about it. Probably one of the most famous, probably most common asked questions to rabbis is that question, especially in a transient community. You get that question a lot. It's a very, very good, common question. Okay, says the Rashba, yeah, let's say you have a house which is owned jointly by a Jew and a non-Jew. Does it need a shutfis, an investment, whatever it is? Do you need to put up a mezuzah there or not? Says the Rashba, you do, because the point of mezuzah is to protect, and it doesn't make if there's a yid involved. So of course we need that needs that protection as well.
That's how the tenant is supposed to put it.
Oh yeah, but let's say they're both living there. Right? Let's say it's jointly live. Make it easy. Let's say they're both living there, right? It's a joint house. I use the word investment just because it's more common. But yeah, a bit more practical applications. You have a double house or whatever, a couple of rooms or a dorm, whatever it is. And should you put up a mezuzah? The answer is yes, according to the Rashba. That which the reason is because protection. Finally, Daf Yomi. Anyone did Daf Yomi 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago already? So the Gemara said that are women obligated in mezuzah? The Gemara says women are obligated in mezuzah. Why? Because nashim bai chayi. Women need livelihood, need protection, need life to stay alive. The same way men need to stay alive. And the mezuzah, according to the Gemara, helps you stay alive. Because why? Because what does that mean? Because it gives you protection. So all is good in the world of Torah, as we're mostly done with one side of the Chabura. Very good. Shalmi got Gemara after Gemara after Gemara to back you up that seemingly when you put up your mezuzah, you should think about shmirah. You should think about protection. I'm doing a mitzvah, which the point of this mitzvah is protection. And then you read our good friend the Rambam. And the Rambam says, I don't think so. I don't think so. And he says like this. Minug Pashut. It's an obvious minug. Shekosvin ala mezuzah. You write on the mezuzah. Mi b'chutz, outside. K'neged arevach shebein aparsha aparsha shakai. You write the word shakai on the mezuzah. Right? Shin, dalet, and yud. Ve'ein b'zeh hefsid, it doesn't mess up the mezuzah in terms of like the kosherness of it. Why? V'fishu mi b'chutz. Because it's on the outside, okay, you could do whatever you want on the outside, doesn't bother us. Aval elu shekosvin mi bifnim, but those people who write in the inside, shemos hamalochim, they write names of the malochim on the cloth itself. O shemos kedoshim, or they put God's name, or a lot of, you know, halaga names in there. O pasuk, or they write another pasuk. O chosamos, or some like seal. Harei hein, those people, bichlau, are included in the people, hold on to your yarmulke for this one. Mishe'enu em chelik lo'olam haba. They have no olam haba. You know why? She'enu atipshim. These idiots. These fools. Lo dai lehem shebitlu ha-mitzvah. It's not enough that they undo and nullify the mitzvah. Ela she'asu mitzvah gedola. They take a mitzvah, one of the halakha mitzvahs, she yichud Hashem shakadosh baruch hu, Mr. Searle, you're right on, which is to remind you of God's oneness, no? To remind you about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and v'ahavaso, and his love for him, v'avodaso, and our service for him. And we remember the halakhaness of Hashem, the oneness of God, and you make it, you know what you turn mezuzah into? K'ilu hu k'miya, like it's an amulet. Shall hanos atzman, for your own private little benefit, I'll put up my mezuzah to protect me.
It's not baltosa.
Yeah, but he says, yeah, but it may be. Essentially, he says if you write on the back, then it's not a problem. You write on the inside, I'm not sure. Maybe it's a baltosa. I hear you.
But the Rambam's case is a little bit extreme.
Oh, correct. One sec. He says, but within that, hold on, let me just read the verse and I'll attack you. I'm going to defend. 1 second. Kamosha Allah Alibum. He says, you make it into like this beneficial amulet. Kamosha Allah Alibum Haskel Shazel Dover Han Mahane Bahavle Olam. It's a benefit for your own, like, personal benefits. Now, you're right. The Rambam is talking about an extreme case where you write names of like Ariel and Malachim on your inside, and Shimon is right, Hashem's name on the inside of your mezuzah. But what's interesting, the Rambam within this diatribe, the strong worded halacha, writes because you're taking a mitzvah where the whole purpose of the mitzvah is for Yichudo Shalom, to Yichud Hashem Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to highlight God's uniqueness. Meaning the reason why you're writing that mezuzah is to highlight God's uniqueness, not for your own pleasure. Yes, so this is an extreme example of using it for your own pleasure and an amulet by adding an extra name to it. But now I ask you, according to the Rambam, if you hang up a mezuzah, what should you be thinking when you put up that mezuzah, no? Yichud Hashem, the God's uniqueness. You should not be thinking about your own, wow, this will ward off diseases. This will scare off bad guys. This will be some even protection from mazikin. According to the Rambam, we don't paskin like that opinion. And in fact, if you do, that is detrimental. And in fact, you don't get home hop.
It's like, I can get him being disagreeing with an opinion. Like,
yeah.
That's a totally normal thing. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
But there are Amoraim who are saying...
Correct. So it's fine. So it's... And we're going to have to tackle this.
Like,
so we're going to have to tackle this. So just... The Sefer Ginas Radim, I believe it was a Spanish post, like 200-300 years ago. I tried to find this inside. I saw it in a contemporary Sefer. I tried to track down this Ginas Radim. I could not. So that doesn't mean that doesn't exist. I just couldn't find it. But so the Ginas Radim, according to the modern Sefer, Kvias Mezuzah Kehochaso, which is exactly what it sounds, how to put up a mezuzah properly, and has a couple hundred pages about how to do that correctly. So he requotes the Ginas Radim, who says that if you put up a mezuzah with the intent for protection, he says not only do you not fulfill the mitzvah, but it's like you're stabbing yourself with a knife. Pretty gory lashon over here in terms of make sure that you put up your mezuzah for the proper reason. Yes.
Was trying to articulate that, like, it's not Shmir, but it's the oneness of Hashem. Why did he have to give it his example? And you put this malach.
Correct.
He could have just said, if you put it up and you think about anything other than whatever, then you're an apikoros.
Correct.
No,
it's a good point. It's a great point. Why did he highlight on this extreme example? David's saying is probably what was going on. Probably in those days, Rambam was probably dealing with a polemic over here with what was probably the common practice is that people, and look, who are you kidding me? Just look at now. Look what people are using mezuzahs today. Look at Beth Elokim, our good friend, Rachel Timona, or whatever her name is. You know, she wrote the whole article in New York Times about how we should keep our mezuzahs up as like a symbol of Judaism. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. Is it like protection? It's like or these people are posting on social media. Everyone should get mezuzahs to like protect you, check your mezuzahs. And, yes.
At their level, that may be a step up.
Fine. I'm not bashing it as a... Yes, it's better that she does that than put up a wreath on her door. I'm all for that. Correct. I'm fine with that. But in terms of taking a mitzvah, clearly it's even a modern day phenomenon that the mezuzah represents Shmira. The Rambam saying that's not true. The mezuzah represents Yichud Hashem. There may be opinion in the Gemara that it serves, and we'll talk about it. Keep in mind, the Rambam is not saying, and I want to be very, very clear that we will end off with our final point over here, is that, and I'll read you how this plays out very practically in your daily lives, is that the Rambam is not saying that the mezuzah does not protect. He's not saying that. There is an opinion of the Gemara that says it protects. The question is, what is the point of mezuzah? It may protect you. It may serve as a shmira, according to one opinion of the Gemara, but should you be thinking about that when you put it up? Rambam says, no way, you don't get olam haba if you're focused on the shmira aspect about it. Now, I'll give you a very practical ramification that all the modern-day poskim discuss. Let's say you got a room in your house which doesn't need a mezuzah, okay? And you moved from another house which had 10 rooms, and now you moved to a house which has only 9 rooms that need a mezuzah, yeah? You have an extra mezuzah. So you know what you say? I'll put up the mezuzah in the middle of the wall. Yeah, I'll put it up. I'll get extra mezuzah. What am I supposed to do? It's mezuzahs are gold. I could hawk it on eBay for whatever it is, for $800 a mezuzah, whatever they're going for, right? But what I'll get is an extra mezuzah, and I could just stick it up in my wall. It's a beautiful silver mezuzah. I'll put it up in the middle of my wall. Yes or no? According to the, perhaps it's based on this, machlokas. If you put a mezuzah on a doorpost, that is pater from mezuzah. If you put it in the middle of the wall, maybe it doesn't count. But let's say you put it on a doorpost, which is pater from mezuzah. For whatever reason, it doesn't have the right dimensions. We'll talk about in future weeks how a doorpost could be pater. Are you violating an avera or not? If you say that the point of mezuzah is for the oneness of Hashem, okay, so you put up an extra thing for the oneness of Hashem, it may not be such a bother. But if you say the point is for Shmira, and you put up this extra, you know, mezuzah in a place which is, well, it's really the opposite. Sorry, I want to rephrase that. It's the opposite way. If you say it's for Shmira, maybe you put it up, then maybe it's fine. But if you say the point is for the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you're supposed to put only on doorposts that you're chayav on, and now you put up an extra mezuzah, why? Probably because you think, hey, more protection in my house, is not a bad thing.
Or yeah. Why can't it be simple as I see this mezuzah that gives me another
oneness of Hashem? I hear you. I hear you. So that's why I ran into a little bit of a morass over here, because you're right. You could say, but let's say the reason why you're putting up an extra mezuzah is not as banal as my case, that like, oh, you had like an extra mezuzah. Let's say you put it up because you want to put extra shmirah in your house. So you put up a mezuzah on a door that doesn't need it. So according to the Rambam, you are essentially saying, I don't want Olam Haba, because you're taking the mezuzah and saying, this mezuzah, which is a shmirah aspect, the more shmirah, the more protection I have, and that goes against the face of the Rambam. Now, many disagree with Shevet Halevi. He says it would be even forbidden to put up according to both opinions, because if it's not chayiv, it's not chayiv. On the other hand, the Stipler has a famous story, and we'll end with this because it's a good way to end. There's a building where some people wanted a joint apartment building in Eretz Yisrael. As I'm sure in all good joint apartment buildings in Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of fights about how to run the building. And, you know, different neighbors have different rules. So some wanted to put the mezuzah in a place which is really like a suffix. It really didn't need a mezuzah. And they wanted to put this mezuzah there, and half the people said yes, half people no. It comes to the Stipler, and the Stipler says, if it's a Stipler suffix, okay, like, I don't know exactly if it was a real suffix or really didn't need a mezuzah, but the Stipler said, put up the mezuzah because it's better that you don't fight than to have a possibly risk violating this Rambam, which really I think is a good way to end. Now look, the whole point of using the mezuzah shmirah, the best shmirah I think that we could do for Eretz Yisrael. Yes, you could put up your mezuzahs, and yes, you could wear tzitzis, and yes, you could do everything. But I really think that all this tzitzis campaign is a beautiful thing, but it shouldn't become a decoy. It shouldn't become a distraction to what we really should be working on. It's great to have all the soldiers wear tzitzis, and it's great to have everyone wear mezuzah, and it's great to like Shabbos candles. But you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants us to do? He wants us to stop fighting. I mean, it's a davar pashut. As the Arabs themselves, Rav Schechter said, Rav Herschel Schechter, Shvita said, that when they interrogated the terrorists, and what did the terrorists say? That they took advantage of the fighting in Eretz Yisrael right now, and the infighting to attack. So you don't need any spiritual heebie-jeebie to say why they attacked us. The terrorists, Yimach Shemam themselves, said they attacked Eretz Yisrael because it was a good time and were vulnerable because of the fighting. If we understand that point, then yes, we have other symbols of Shmirah, but the ikkar is to try to not fight within ourselves.
This is not a sit this year.